Oh my God. This episode is literally gonna be crazy. I might even have to make a part two because, like, holy, like, fuck. Holy. Oh my good God. Girl. Okay. So, first off, I feel like I kind of have to make a little disclaimer. Why my first episode is barely coming out, even though it's literally been like almost 2 or 3 weeks. I got my phone taken away, and at first I was like, you know what? I want my first episode to be talking about my life, right? But it's like, okay, you guys are kind of gonna learn about my life more in bits because my life is literally like insane, but so like my life is just like weird, okay? So pretty much I got my phone taken away, right? I got my phone taken away because I am allowed to go to the mall by myself. But the thing is, I kind of didn't tell my mom because I thought my dad knew. And I don't know, it was just like crazy. So I didn't talk to anyone for the first 4 days because I was just in my feelings, thinking stuff out because I literally felt so lost. But come to find out, I think it was the first Thursday that someone had made a song about me. And so I'm just kind of like, dude, like, what the actual fuck? And how I found out was because I started emailing my friend Fia. Fia, if you're literally. Fia, if you're Fia, if you're listening to this, thank you for sending it to me because, girl, what? Anyways, so yeah, no, I got the song and I listened to it and I was just kind of like, girl, what is this, honey? Because this is not the move. And I don't really want to get like suspended like them, even though I'm literally just saying like the cold hard facts. And you also have to remember that this is from my point of view, so it's like maybe this is not how they feel, but this is like everything that went through my mind. Not saying like I'm the com not saying I'm totally clean either, but it's like they literally like, because everything I've ever anything bad I've ever said about these people, it's all true. Like, first of all, like, two of them I never even said anything bad about. But then the two girls, we're gonna call one Miss Melanin because she is white, but she thinks it's okay to say the N-word. So, and I really don't want to get in trouble, so I'm not gonna use their real names because I don't know if I'm allowed to do that or not. And we're gonna call girl number two America's Got Talent because apparently this girl can think she can sing. And then there's this other girl, we're gonna call her just Two Face because I was actually really nice to her and I thought she was like pretty cool, and turns out she was like in the song too. So it's like, girl, what? And then there's my ex-boyfriend. We're gonna call him number one fan because he's the fan behavior is so high. Like, girl, what? It's like, leave me alone. But anyways, so why not my number one fan doesn't like me is because we were together, right? And I broke up with him. Because I didn't break up with him for another person, but it's like I wasn't completely over another person, you know, because this relationship was like really, really, really like special to me. So obviously, I had to be honest, and pretty much, yeah, so we broke up, and that's why he doesn't like me. And ever since then, like, I even tried to be friends with him at one point, but he just acts literally like so weird. Like, it's weird, like, of how much he talks about me. Like, are you trying to get my attention or something? And I know that sounds really conceited, but it's like, no. Like, what is your issue? Because for a quick minute, I forgot this guy existed. Anyways, Miss Melanin and America's Got Talent, I think that's what I called her. Yeah, no. First of all, the only beef I've ever had with them was like literally a year ago, and we were actually like kind of friends at one point. Turns out they're like Trump supporters and they like try to justify saying the N-word. So yeah, that's why they don't like me, because I called them out on it. Yeah, no, and then there's another boy in it, but I'm not even gonna bring him up because he's like so irrelevant. Like, I don't even know why he was in the song, because you don't you don't even know me. Like, what, we like you we have mutual we had mutual friends because he was my ex-boyfriend's like one of his really good friends, and so what, we like saw each other once in person. It's like you've never even like talked to me. Like, you don't even know me. So it's like, shut up. The song was really trash. They did not use proper grammar. Girl, can I shut up for a minute? Because I'm over here, like, literally, like, stuttering. Like, did she stutter? Yes, I did. I did stutter because I talk way too fast. But no. First of all, if you have heard the song, which I'm not gonna put it out here because I'm probably gonna end up getting in trouble for that. But hey, Alexa, define prebellion because I never heard of such a thing. And then for Miss Melanin and Miss America's Got Talent, I don't care if you guys like me. Aren't you guys racist? Girl, what? Anyways, but like I said, anything I've said about them was really true. And this is just them, like, petty name calling. So I found that out, right? And so I honestly, like, I wasn't even mad. Like, if anything, I got so much secondhand embarrassment for it. I'm just like, oh my God, they really thought they did something. Like, they made this song and they thought, they're like, oh my God, so good. Like, girl, what are you doing? But yeah, I got secondhand embarrassment for them. And when I finally got my phone back, I did text the two girls. I was just like, you know, stay safe. I love my fans because I just think it's funny how they love to hate me, but they both still follow me. So I'm a little confused. Same thing with you, my number one fan. Of course he still follows me. And he's, you know, and he even asked someone to give him my podcast link so he can talk shit about it. So I'm just kind of like, Miss Girl, what? So that is that. And I was just kind of like, oh my good God, what is this, honey? But I finally got my phone back on the night of Halloween. And let me tell you, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. So I think it was maybe 3 or 4 days after I found out about the song. Again, I literally was impressed. I didn't care. Like, I really didn't care. Like, it's embarrassing for them. Like, that's the only, like, feeling I have. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you embarrassed yourself like that. But I found a way to Zoom one of my friends. Yes, Zoom on my school computer. Okay. And which, oh yeah, I Zoomed Fia. Yep, Fia. It was Fia. And I told her to go on my Snapchat because I was like, can you check in stuff? Because I had unadded people who I kind of like, because I didn't have time to delete Instagram and Snapchat, so I just unadded people or unlike, or like, ten, like, you know, I blocked people, but then obviously I unblocked them because they were my friends. It's just because they were the only people that would text me and they're the only people I had like very private conversations with. So I went to tell her like, hey, you know, it's like, can you like let people add me back or like unblock people? And she was like, sure. And I got a message from my ex. So what are we gonna call him? Because this name has to be consistent because he's gonna come up so much because he's such a big part of my life. And I don't know if he knows I have a podcast. Also, the time of day I'm filming, yeah, you might hear some background noises. With COVID and stuff, you know, I wasn't able to like really plan out everything because I have been planning this out for a while. But, you know, shit happens. It's whatever. Who cares, right? At least this is happening. But I don't know if he's listening, but I kind of honestly really hope he's not. But because he's gonna pop up a lot in here. So this guy is like my first love, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but the thing is, it's like he's dead. We've all changed and we've all grown a lot. And we were just had like such a strong connection when we got together. I don't know. Well, I got cheated on. Yes, I got cheated on with not one, with not two, but three girls. I'm pretty sure it was three. Could have been more. I don't know. But yeah. It's just, but it was really hard to let go, which I still haven't let go yet, because I like loved him so much, and there's still so many like feelings there, and we've talked and we argued and like, and it's just like, it's not like, cause we can't just like break up and never talk again, because there was like a friendship of like three, like almost like 3 years. Like built into that, and we were best friends. Like at like we like the whole package, you know. And so it's just kind of like it was really hard, because that's not because and everyone will sit here and say that you're toxic, which yes, like to a certain extent we are toxic, but they weren't there but for like closed doors, you know. So it's like, and like what makes us toxic is obviously because I feel like I'll always go back to him, you know, and it's like. we kind of do things to make each other like mad, or I do stuff to, I don't, I can't speak for him, but I do stuff to make him purposely mad sometimes. And and yeah, it doesn't really end up good all the time. But yeah, you know. So it's just like it was a lot. So I had her add him back. And I saw that he had, she told me, she's like, oh my God, he had messaged you, da da da. And I was like, all of a sudden, I don't know why, I took that as the biggest sign. And so I was just kind of like, yeah. And I got, barely got my phone last night for Halloween. And yeah, officially got it back. Now able to record for you guys. But yeah. And I like messaged him. And I was just like, hey, you know, and I made a joke. I was like, oh, yeah, call me pretty. And he said, you looked cool. And I don't know why I geeked so much over that. And if, like, and if we were ever friends at one point, or if we're friends now, you definitely know who I'm talking about. But I don't know a code name. What's a good code? I don't know. I really just want to say his name. But I don't think I can do that. I don't know what I'm allowed to do or not. But we're gonna, we're just gonna call him my ex, because he's literally the only ex that like really matters or like really counts to me. Everyone else was literally just like, didn't, like, I'm not gonna remember them in 20 years. Like, get out. So yeah, I saw he messaged me, and then on the Halloween when he said I looked cool, because I was a vampire and I really did look really cool, not even gonna lie. And I don't know why I geeked so much over that. And we were kind of talking, you know, we talked about like some stuff, but it's like I can already tell he's very like disinterested. Like, I know he doesn't want to talk to me. So it's kind of like I hate like blocking him and unblocking him and adding him and unadding him, you know? And it's just like, but it's like I feel like I start to miss him, and then I see like the slightest thing that could be a sign, and then next thing you know, he's un like I added him back and he's unblocked and we're talking, and then like next thing you know, we don't talk for like weeks, and then I find myself missing him like so much, and so I start talking again, and it's like the same cycle, and I don't know why I'm thinking, because it's like obviously he's not the same person anymore, because you just don't come back from that, you know. And it's like I can already tell, it's like he's not interested in talking to me, he doesn't make time, and it's like, and that's not his job either. So there's really like no hate, like there's no hate anymore. And it's like sometimes it's like I remember I used to talk so bad about him, but now I look back on it and I only regret it, because it makes me look bad. And like I know I didn't feel those things, because like I was just so like, you love someone so much that you hate them. And yeah, you know, there's just no coming back from like what he did, and there was just a lot of other stuff that happened too, you know, that went into it. So yeah, you know, we're kind of at that point again, and we were texting today, and it's like I could literally tell he did not want to talk to me. And you know, he's moved on and stuff, and I know that I wasn't as important to him as he was to me. Well, he's, as he still is, you know. I honestly, like, I wish him the best, but it's just like I miss us being best friends so much, because we were so close. And it's just like, you know, I want that, and I feel like I try to have that, but it's not gonna happen. All right, so now that we're back, because I took a short break, now that we're back, that was pretty much my week. And I think I forgot, I don't know if I had my phone. Oh, I didn't, but I started school again, and really, I have my number one fan in my PE class, and I have Miss Melanin in my history class. It's like, girl, we literally both take pre-AP history, and you still don't understand racism. Girl, make it make sense. But yeah, you know, and my life's just, like I said, my life is always like this, and it's like, I'm not even going to act like I've always been a saint, because I have started stuff in the past, but like, obviously, the difference between me and them is like, first of all, they can only say stuff like if it isn't to me and if it's on the internet. Because when I texted them myself, which I didn't say anything completely like irrational, but it's like, you got, I th honestly think they forget, not even trying to act like I'm all that, but you know, they literally forget who I am. Like, whatever you do, I swear I can do it 10 times worse because I have so much like built up anger from like the past years, and it's just like people, so many people have like been complete like assholes, and like people don't see it. They only notice the things you do when you mess up. So it's just kind of like it's irritating because there's a lot of times where I actually have bit my tongue, but of course everyone's gonna say that I start drama and that I'm problematic because of all like because of what they heard from other people when they don't even know the whole story. So that's why I don't even worry about what these people think about, because like I don't want you to like me. It's like you guys are literally racist, homophobic, sexist. Like you guys are disgusting. I don't want you to like me. Like in the song, if you've heard it, they said, "Oh shoo, I don't like you," and it's like, or they said, "No one likes you." You know what? Honestly, I don't even care if I get in trouble, but I'm gonna say the last part that I did memorize because it's embarrassing. But it says, "Julia is such a little, oh girl, why am I acting like I don't cuss on here?" But it says, "Julia is such a little bitch. Can't you do better than blank stick? Oh wait, you support BLM? Well, bye then." Join the side, back the blue, Donald Trump, I don't know, some other racist shit. And then they're like, "Oh shoo, no one likes you." And it's like, first of all, Miss America's Got Talent, you need to, I don't know why you're over here saying anything, because weren't you literally like the same guy that you were talking about in the song. So no, it's like, can you do better than that? Because girl, what? Also, the guy who was apparently your first love literally was my best friend at one point. And yeah, no, I've seen his pictures. Can you do better than his dick? 'Cause I'm sorry, I haven't seen anything from you recently. And then they call me a little bitch, but last year when I was really about over here about to fight like the both of you, didn't you go and tell your mom? Okay, so I had to take another break because I had to go grab something. But yeah, no, because I remember a year ago when I was really about it, didn't you go and tell your guys's like mom or whatever? Like, okay, because I also remember the day when I texted you, or the night when I texted you guys were real quiet. You guys left me on open. I made a little group chat. Yep. You guys left me on open. Like, you had a lot to say in that song. You sound real quiet right now. Also, thing with my number one fan, dude, just get over me already. And it's like, I don't even talk bad about you until, well, now, obviously, because you, like, started a bunch of shit. Like, I didn't even talk bad about you. You didn't even cross my mind. And it's like, get over me. And it's like, because I know you were over here saying that like I was your first love and stuff and blah blah blah, this and that, this and that. And so it's like, and I still have the receipts, so don't even start. But people in my school are just so like stupid. And I remember like I told my mom, I was like, "Girl, I really just want to move school because all these people are literally like racist and like homophobic and sexist, and they're all just like disgusting ass people." And she was like, because of where I live in Stockton, I would have to go to Delta, and my mom doesn't want me to go to Delta, even though I technically live closer to Krista, which is where I wanted to go because, like, I have friends there already, and my cousin goes there. So she's kind of like, I wanted to go there, but that's not my address. So she was either there or start going to my church school again. Like, okay, Miss Girl, first of all, no, I'm not doing that. And also, you know, I'm gonna stay at the school because I want those little bitches to see my face when we go in person every single day. And if you're listening, that makes you a fan ass bitch too. And I hope you're listening because, yeah, I'm still about it. Yeah. Like, I want them to keep the same energy when they see me in person. I do not want you guys acting like we're cool because we're not. And I don't want you acting like nothing ever happened because it did. So keep that same energy when we get in person, because I already know you guys are little stalkers. You guys are definitely listening to this. And when you send this little segment to your group chat, tell them I said hi and tell them they're probably just as ugly as you. Like, such a sad thing that like such two pretty girls have to have some ugly ass personalities. Like, girl, what is that about? Like, I know, like I said, I'm not saying I'm perfect, But at least I don't have to be over here acting like someone I'm not. Because you guys act like you're untouchable and that you're so unproblematic and this, this, and that. Like, no, girl, whatever you're gonna do, you might as well own it because you're embarrassing yourself. Oh my God, that was such a rant. But I'm just excited because I'm not going to Lodi High because I just have so much baggage over there, and that's just kind of like I'm not running away from my issues. It's just like that, like, it's just that's just not me. They're so like overprivileged and they're so like just rude and arrogant over there, and it's like I can't stand it. And there's very few handful of people who actually do support BLM and like all of that stuff, and like those people are great. And if you're listening to this, I literally love you because that just shows that you're smart enough to form your own thoughts when you live in a conservative, right-minded town. And it's just like, I'm so proud of you for that because I could literally never, I could never. I hate everyone there. Like, unless you're one of the few who are like actually cool, I literally hate everyone. Like I'm sorry, this is gonna sound really mean, and I would never wish death on anyone because that is against my moral compass. But at this point, it's literally just natural selection, and I know I'm not gonna be the one crying. I'm sorry, it's not gonna affect me. But that was today's episode. That was such a rant, and I hope you guys enjoyed because this is like, it's not, it seems like a lot of my life to a lot of people, but it's really not. But I do have like, I just have so many thoughts that I need to put out there because I feel like I always burden my friends with it. So this is one of the reasons why I did this, because it gives me like a sense of control, you know, like what people know about me and what people don't. Because what people know about me is 'cause I don't like put all my feelings like out on the internet like that, like unless it's like my private story and like that's only like family and really close friends. But besides that, you know, I feel like mostly everyone just like only knows what they hear about me. So, and it's like, and I know some of, like I said, you guys' fan behavior is like too loud. Like calm down. Like come on, you're embarrassing yourself. Because I have seen too many times that too many of the people who swear they don't like me, they literally still follow me and they still like my posts. Like, what is this, honey? But I swear my life isn't always like this. It's just, I never really know. I don't know. I don't even know. But thank you guys for listening. Stay safe. You guys are literally so, like, if you're listening to this and you actually, like, fully listen to this, you're literally fucking insane. But I love you so, so much. Wear your mask, use hand sanitizer, wash your hands. Please stay safe. Like, if you're listening to this, like, thank you, because I actually, like, a part of me, like, does actually get paid for this. And I'm really excited because, oh my God, I literally already said bye, but since I love you, if you're, like, supporting me in this. I'm really excited because I actually am getting my own credit card for Christmas. Yeah, super excited. And I'm gonna be able to put my banking information on here, and I'm gonna be able to get paid. And there's only gonna be brief, like 15-second ads. You could just mute it for that part, but as long as it plays, you are doing like so much for me. So thank you, and I really, really, really appreciate it. And this time I swear, guys, I'm actually saying bye. Okay, here it goes. 1, 2, 3. Okay, bye, guys.